相传，远古时候有一年，天上出现了10个太阳，直烤得大地冒烟，海水枯干，
The moon
老百
fairy.
姓眼看无法
Once there was, and once there wasn't. In the time of Emperor Yao, there lived a prince called Hu Yi, who was a strong hero and a good shot. Once 10 suns rose in the sky, shining so brightly and burning so hot that people could not stand it. So the emperor ordered Hu Yi to shoot at them. He shot down 9 of the suns. But he also had a horse that was so fast that it could catch up with the wind. He sat on it and wanted to go hunting. Then the horse ran away and could no longer be held. So he came to Kunlun Mountain and saw the Queen Mother at Jasper Lake. She gave him the herb of immortality. He took it home and hid it in his room. He had a wife called Chang'e. She nibbled on it when he was not at home, and immediately she floated up to the clouds. When she reached the moon, she ran to the castle in the moon and has lived there ever since as a moon fairy. An emperor of the house of Tang once sat drinking wine with 2 magicians on a mid-autumn night. One of them took a bamboo pole and threw it into the air. It turned into a sky bridge. And now the 3 of them climbed up to the moon together. There they saw a great castle, on which was written, "The vast halls of the clear cold." A cinnamon tree stood beside it, blossoming and fragrant so that the whole air was filled with its scent. A man was sitting on the tree, cutting down the side branches with an axe. One of the magicians said, "That is the man in the moon. The cinnamon tree grows so luxuriantly that in time it would shade all the splendour of the moon. That is why it must be cut down once every 1,000 years. Then they stepped into the vast halls. The stories towered silvery above one another. The pillars and walls were all made of water crystal. There were cages and ponds. Inside there were fish and birds that moved as if alive. The whole world seemed to be made of glass. While they were still looking around on all sides, the moon fairy approached them in a white cloak and rainbow-coloured robe. She smiled and said to the emperor, "You are a prince of the world on earth. You must be lucky to have been able to get here." With that, she called her servants, who came flying in on white birds, and sang and danced under the cinnamon tree. Pure, clear sounds rang through the air. But next to the tree was a mortar made of white marble stone. A jasper rabbit was pounding herbs in it. This was the dark half of the moon. When the dance was over, the emperor returned with the magicians. He had the songs he had heard in the moon chronicled and sung to the accompaniment of jasper flutes in the pear orchard.